Ryan McKinnell's in. Big Mac is here. It's Steve Cofield, ESPN Las Vegas, here on this Thursday. Let's continue our breakdown of the NFL playoffs. Kyle Brady, longtime tight end in the National Football League, nice enough to give us a couple of minutes here to help us break down a bunch of NFL topics. Kyle, how you doing?
Doing great, fellas. How about y'all?
We are good. We are good. Times are good in Las Vegas as we're going to be getting the Raiders here, we think, in 3 years if the stadium is done. And now we're getting John Gruden. What's your reaction to Gruden coming back after all this time and getting a big payday with a 10-year deal for $100 million?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Pretty unprecedented deal, I guess, in NFL history. You know, he's proven himself as a coach, and he was good as a broadcaster as well. I was pretty impressed with his ability. I mean, he obviously knows the game tremendously well, knows it inside and out, can talk it, can teach it, can do pretty much everything that's necessary when it comes to being a coach and having success. I mean, he had success already with the Raiders organization. He had success with Tampa Bay. So I think it's a good move for the Raiders. I grew up a Raider fan, actually. Like Ken Stabler, I'm a lefty, so I loved imitating Ken Stabler in the backyard of my house with the number 12 helmet on. So that was always my team, the silver and black, so I'm kind of a little bit jealous you guys are getting them.
What do you think is going to be the reaction of today's player to John Gruden? Is today's player different? I've seen suggestions from some folks who played with Gruden saying, like Lincoln Kennedy, who does the games for the Raiders, said, you know, players are a little different now. Gruden's got a higher level of intensity. Do you buy that?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I had some great coaches in my career. When I was in college, I had Joe Paterno. In the pros, I played for Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells, and Tom Coughlin. And I'm not that far removed from the game that I don't know, you know, that I don't think I necessarily understand the modern player. Sometimes players don't even know exactly what they need. You know, you're still at a point in your development as a football player that you think you don't need a tough guy and a guy that's going to scream at you and maybe be a bit of a disciplinarian, be a hard ass, you know, be really tough on you sometimes, but you need that more than you even realize. You realize sometimes when you finish the game and you move on from it for a little while that those guys generally were just trying to get everything they could out of you, the best they could out of you, and they did it in whatever way was their style. And you know, I did play for some of the best, and like I said, those three names in the NFL, Parcells, Belichick, and Coughlin, and they didn't really care what you thought of them, and they didn't care if they were outdated in their modalities or in their approach. It worked then, and it still works even now. I mean, I saw Tom Coughlin come down here now as a general manager and take a team that had only three wins and make them into a 10-win playoff team. And, you know, Bill Belichick's obviously still proven every single year that you don't have to be buddy-buddy with the players. You don't have to be, you know, all lovey-dovey and joking with them all the time. You can just pretty much tell them what they need to do, tell them to do their job and put the team first and go out and expect them to do it.
He played 13 years in the NFL with the Jets, Jacksonville, New England. Former NFL tight end Kyle Brady is on the horn with us. So you mentioned you played for some of the best, even going back to college. You also played for Rich Kotite. What was that like? And not to annihilate Kotite, but was he a guy who just didn't connect? Was he a disciplinarian, or was he one of those guys who was just a little bit too soft on the players?
Yeah, I think it was more so the latter. He didn't take a very hard line approach with any of us. At times, he didn't feel like he knew who was really in control of and running. You know, who was at the helm of the ship. Loosey-goosey, not quite as much. Definitely not as much attention to detail. It was pretty much kind of one of those things where, hey, whatever you got to do to get ready, we're going to give you a game plan. We're going to hope for the best with that game plan, but you just do whatever you got to do to be ready on game day. Whereas, you know, you play for these guys that are very different, the Parcells, the Belichick, the Coughlin, they're going to give you every single detail about what the game plan is and how you're going to execute it. As a matter of fact, I mean, what I tell people about Belichick is you were more familiar with your opponent's strengths and weaknesses than they were of their own. I mean, it was so advantageous when you go into a game with a guy that was that highly prepared and helped you understand how to be that highly prepared. It was just a tremendous advantage.
Now, Kyle, you do bring up Belichick. Obviously, as we head into the playoff game, here this weekend. A lot of the focus is on what's coming out of the Patriots camp and the potential beef or, I don't know, however you want to put it, the waves that are being made on the front office between Belichick, Brady, the trainer. What's been your take on that? Were you surprised to see it happen? I mean, for I think a lot of us, we're surprised it took 15 years that a team with so many stars and so many ins and outs that it did take this long. What's your take on it?
Well, there's been stars that have been in and out of that building, but the two biggest stars absolutely have always been Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And, you know, it's hard to determine from an outside perspective whether or not it's just the media making more of something than what actually exists or whether it's really there's some meat to it. I do know Tom has a very good relationship with Mr. Kraft. Maybe it's possibly even better than the relationship that Bill Belichick has with him. So it wouldn't be beyond the range of possibility that there could be some internal, you know, taking of sides, you know, in some respects going on there. But I think, you know, just time will tell what the extent of that is and whether that's going to it's true fracturing that's occurring or whether it's not. It's just some speculation and some hype on the media's part.
Were you surprised that Garoppolo only went for a second? And are we revising history, you know, looking at it now because he was so good?
Yeah. It's looking at it now, it looks like it was a great deal that the 49ers made,
right?
Because of the performance he had and the turnaround that he helped create and you know, the way he rejuvenated that team. But and time will still tell, though. You know, we'll see whether he can sustain that for an entire season and a few seasons in a row and that type of thing. But as of right now, it looks like the 49ers got a great deal.
Kyle Brady's with us, former NFL tight end. Let's go rapid fire through some of these games. So you're in the Jacksonville area. What do you think about the Jags' chance against the Steelers? They whipped up on them, turned over Big Ben five times with the interceptions. Can they do it again? They're a heavy dog.
They are, and it's a different Steelers team that they're facing now. The Steelers are playing much better. They're playing with a whole lot more confidence. They're still kind of defining themselves at that point in the year, and Ben had an uncharacteristically poor game, and I think he's going to go out there and redeem himself for that. But people are in this area are not necessarily counting the Jaguars out. You got one of the top two or three defenses in the NFL as far as turnover ratio, and they're excellent against the pass, so they're gonna challenge, man, I'm sure, and they feel confident. So I think that kind of defense, they'll keep you in any game. I mean, maybe it's not quite as good as, let's say, the 2000 Ravens, but they're the type of defense that'll keep you in about every game. We just have to make sure the Jaguars just have to make sure that they don't you know, commit too many costly errors. I mean, turnovers are one of the most critical statistics, especially when you get down to these type of games in the playoffs. So it may very well be that the team that can commit less of those costly errors is going to be the one that prevails.
Am I wrong for thinking the Titans can compete with the Patriots now that Henry's going to get all the carries? Seems like he's running harder than he did much of the year, and maybe we finally have a healthy Marcus Mariota.
No, I don't think you're wrong in thinking that at all. And I think the Patriots are probably giving them the due respect they deserve, because when they are playing well and they've got their key cogs healthy, like Mariota and Henry, and you know, and their defense has some tough players, they look, you know, you don't get to the Final Four if you're not a good football team. You know, they went out there and beat a Chiefs football team that was as hot as could be in the beginning of the year, kind of faded maybe at the end. They could actually pull that off.
NFC Saints and Vikings. I love the Vikings defense. I'll ask you, am I wrong again for thinking maybe things could run into some trouble now for Case Keenum? Did the playoffs mean something different for a guy like that who's been hot as a pistol?
Well, you know, and just on the opposite side of the coin, you know, you've got Drew Brees, a guy with a good bit of playoff experience, won a championship. Maybe he's got a little more composure potentially in these kind of big game situations, and I would just never count a guy like him out. The Vikings, their defense looks tremendous. Keenum was really hot during the season, so we'll see what happens in that one, but I wouldn't count the Saints out in that either.
And the other game to hit, Falcons and Eagles, what do you think is the biggest factor in this game? Is it the clear one, Foles? Is it the fact that, hey, the Eagles actually get a big benefit from getting rest, and the Falcons have had all these emotional spots back to back to back?
Well, yeah, there you have it. Again, a Falcons team that's a little more experienced in these kind of situations, as far as recently anyway. And, yeah, Foles, we'll see what he can do on this type of stage. You know, he's performed very admirably when he's been thrown into the fire so far in a number of circumstances. So that'll be an interesting one as well. I mean, what it really comes down to, Doug Marrone actually said, I was listening to him in an interview here recently, is just who performs better that day. I mean, these are games that, you know, you play them 10 times, it very well maybe a 5-5 split, but who performs better that day, who commits less costly turnovers? I mean, it sounds kind of noncommittal, but it's just the truth.
Let's come full circle to close things out here with Kyle Brady. You played for Jack Del Rio. He's going to get another job, right?
I would think so. I mean, his overall body of work with the Raiders was not bad. I mean, they ran into a tough time there when Carr got hurt leading into the playoffs last year, and what they were at 12-4, 13-3 team. So he had some success with the Jaguars. There was a lot of speculation when he was down here that there was some internal turmoil between him and the management in regards to, you know, who ultimately had control on draft day and talent acquisition and things of that nature. So I would think he would.
Hey, before we let you go, we should update the audience. What are you doing now?
After I finished up my pro career, I went to law school and passed the Florida bar, thankfully, on my first try. I didn't want to have to do that twice. And so I'm practicing some real estate law and estate planning down here in Jacksonville, Florida.
There you go.
Very cool. And no itch to get back into the game, right? Coach, none of that?
Oh, I do. I coach youth levels, though. Yeah. I mean, anything beyond youth levels, I mean, you get into college or pro, it's completely all-consuming. I've got three kids, and it doesn't even allow much time even to spend time with your family. So I chose to go a different route, and so far not regretting it. I'm enjoying it.
Very cool. Glad you're doing well. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, guys. Y'all take care.
There you go.
Thank you.
Kyle Brady, former tight end in the National Football League. Good breakdown there of Belichick and Gruden.